find yourself a posture where your back can be upright. It's actually fine to do this meditation lying in Shavasana. It actually works very well as a form of yoga nidra that you can do in a lying down position. So you can begin by once more becoming present to the heart, becoming present with the breath in the heart, and then allowing the breath to flow in and out through the whole center of the chest in a very easy and relaxed way. And we're just going to start by letting the breath drop the mantra into the heart. Om Aim Hrim Shrim. And you might take a moment to place in your heart, along with the mantra, the intention or the wish or the longing to deepen your experience of the inner beloved. Remembering that this is an intention, not an expectation. Now from the heart, feel yourself standing in a place, in a sacred place, which feels very beautiful and very safe. And from this place, imagine that you begin to walk very slowly. Walking down a path. Walking to a secret place, which is really the depth of the heart space where the beloved lives. And you may experience this place as a garden, as a crystal cave, as a temple. Just find the place and know that what you're doing here is entering more and more deeply into the inner chamber, the inner room, the inner garden of the heart. Perhaps there's no visual at all. Perhaps there's just a feeling. Perhaps you're sitting in what we might call the unknown, the fertile darkness, which is also one of the great centers in the heart. Feel the breath deepening and becoming softer. Feel that you're comfortably seated here and that you're in a place of profound safety, profound holding. And from this place, within this place, ask your inner beloved, the being of your inmost beloved, the beloved of the heart, the beloved form, the divine presence who has loved you since the beginning of time and who is also you yourself. The one who sees you and knows you in all your beauty, in all your woundedness, and utterly and completely adores you, who is never apart from you, who is never not holding you. Who may take one form or many forms or no form. And as you ask the Beloved to be present with you, just be open to who or what appears, not expecting the Beloved to have a particular form, but recognizing that the Beloved is real, is there. Allowing yourself to settle into the feeling of the presence of your Divine Beloved, your inner companion, your guide, your mother, father, teacher, your lover. Who may have a form or no form. Just let yourself sit and breathe with the presence of the inner lover, the inner beloved. How does the beloved feel? Does the Beloved have a voice, a color or texture? And you can ask the Beloved if there is anything he or she or it has to show you or say to you, to make present for you, to infuse into you. Recognize that the communication may come as a feeling, as an image, as words. And feel, if you can, the way the Beloved holds you, embraces you, invites you. And if you're feeling hesitant or unsure, just offer that feeling or whatever other feeling comes up. And then just sitting in the heart with the breath flowing, see if you can relax into the felt sense of being present with the Beloved in the heart. with your awareness still flowing inside the heart, allow yourself to become more present with the flow of the breath. But I also want to give you a moment or two to just really be present in your body and recollect, and even if you want to or if it feels right, write down what arose in that meditation. This is a practice that may feel radically real to you in this moment, or may take some practice to allow to unfold. But I want to assure you that the beloved in the heart is not only real, but belongs to you, is both part of yourself and yet is a divine other, a divine beloved lover, mother, father, brother, sister, friend, goddess, god, teacher, Kundalini herself. As you, but also with you.